This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Ethiopian army announced Saturday that it had taken full control of Mekele, the capital of the Tigray region. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said in a statement, "God bless Ethiopia and its people. We have entered Mekele without innocent civilians being targets." But the leader of the Tigray People's Liberation Front told the Reuters news agency that they were not giving up. Asked if that meant his forces will continue fighting, he replied, "Certainly, this is about defending our right to self-determination." In a statement, Prime Minister Abiy said the next step is to rebuild what has been destroyed, repair what has been damaged, and return normalcy to the Tigrayan people. Abiy said federal police would now arrest the leaders of the TPLF, who would face trial. It was not clear if any of the TPLF leaders had surrendered. The head of the UN Refugee Agency says Sudan needs $150 million in aid to cope with the flood of Ethiopian refugees crossing the border from the conflict zone. Filippo Grandi says the tide of refugees has slowed but remains constant.
500-600 per day is not a small figure. Let's make no mistakes. It's true there were days in which they were in their thousands, but it also depends on the difficulties of moving around their country and arriving to the border.
Sudan has accepted more than 43,000 Ethiopian refugees while struggling with its own deep economic crisis. The country is also going through a fragile transition since the April 2019 ouster of veteran strongman Omar al-Bashir after unprecedented mass protests against his rule triggered by economic hardship. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Funeral services were held on Saturday for Iran's top nuclear scientist, assassinated outside Tehran on Friday. Meanwhile, the country's supreme leader has vowed to avenge his death. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's top authority, pledged to continue the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Western and Israeli governments believe orchestrated a secret Iranian program to make weapons. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani was swift to blame U.S. ally Israel for the assassination. He told a televised cabinet meeting that the Islamic Republic would respond, quote, at the proper time. Israel's N12 news channel says Israeli embassies have now been put on high alert. But the country has declined to comment on the attack. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran have risen since Trump pulled Washington out of a 2015 international nuclear deal and ramped up harsh economic sanctions that drove down Iran's vital oil exports, crippling its economy.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Thousands gathered in Paris on Saturday to protest against a new security law, which would restrict the sharing of images of police officers in France. Several thousand people packed the sprawling Republic Plaza and surrounding streets, carrying red Union flags, French tricolor flags, and homemade signs denouncing police violence, demanding media freedom, or calling for the Interior Minister to resign. The rally was one of dozens which took place across France against a provision of the law that would make it a crime to publish photos or videos of on-duty police officers with the intent of harming their physical or psychological integrity. Civil liberties groups and journalists are concerned that the measure will stymie press freedoms and allow police brutality to go undiscovered and unpunished. Pope Francis created 13 new cardinals on Saturday, including the first African-American, putting his personal stamp on the body that will one day choose his successor. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
Pope Francis installed 13 new cardinals at the Vatican on Saturday in a ceremony that was slimmed down because of the pandemic. Among them, Washington, D.C. Archbishop Wilton Gregory, who became the first African-American to hold the high rank. Francis placed upon him and the others the traditional red hat known as a biretta. Gregory had made headlines in June when he blasted President Donald Trump's visit to a Catholic shrine after police and soldiers used tear gas and rubber bullets to clear protesters so that the president could be photographed in front of the historic Washington Church holding a Bible.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.